The guest who? The guest who? The guest who with Jacob Gibbs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now let's start the show.
4th of July.
Fireworks abound.
Fireworks abound, man. My dog's been running around like crazy, man. Scared to death.
Dog owners.
I know, dude. I think when I get rid of those two outside, though, that's it. Especially the big one barks all the time, man. I got one scared to death, one barks all the time.
That's a good pairing.
Yeah. I got Jack, the coin collector. This has been, we've been trying to get this going for how long?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. The first night he came, we just looked at coins till like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I felt good great times. The next day at work. Man, but it's crazy though, dude, because ever since like me and you looked through those coins, I've been going back through a bunch of old pennies, like just pennies, like in cans and stuff that I have.
Right.
There's so many, like 70s, 60s, found 3 wheat pennies. I mean, I even got one out of the, I'm getting bad about going through the ashtray on the counters at gas stations.
Guilty.
Well, I've got to where now I can like, I'll look in that little tray and I'll see one. It's kind of that certain brown. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
And you
I'm
can
like,
tell what year it is. But
can
the
I
color.
Have that? They're like, yeah. And I told you I got a 1946 dime the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a 46 dime out of there. I want to be rich enough to be able to put silver in the ashtray at gas stations.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be nice, huh?
Where do those people work, bro? Yeah.
I think they're on the Biden payroll.
I guess they are. I went to Cracker Barrel, too, in Tennessee. And there was two 64s maybe back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, people are like.
Well, I mean, most of my collection, that's really where it came from, just pocket change.
Just getting it back from the stores and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, see, even that little Nazi penny I got, that's where it came from.
Yeah. You
know? Speak of Cracker Barrel, I sent you a video today with the guy took the picture with his dog dressed up in Liberty overalls. You didn't watch it?
I didn't.
Oh, God. It's classic. I'm going to do that. Oh, what he done geez. Was he took a picture. He had on like Liberty overalls and all this kind of stuff. Well, he takes this picture with his dog with a cowboy hat on, right?
And he wasn't during the 4th, though.
No. And he goes to CVS. He gets this thing printed out in black and white. And he puts it in one of those little cheap-looking frames. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he actually goes to Cracker Barrel, sits, trying to find a nail of like an empty spot. And he hung his own picture
That's
in Cracker Barrel.
Classic.
I'm going to do it, dude. I really am. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a picture with a new goat that I got talked into.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, how's that new goat doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How many cords has he ate in your barn?
Oh yeah, I got him like a little panel thing built out of pallets in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a pretty nice little house in there, man. He loves it here.
I bet.
Yeah, he does. I got the chickens now, I got the goat, several dogs, but a kitten came with the
perfect.
The goat. Yeah. Showed up like 2 days later.
Kitten and a goat.
Yeah, kitten and a goat. Speaking of Cracker Barrel, though, I got to think about this the other day, man. You would have to be an alcoholic to order a beer at Cracker Barrel.
It's pretty bad, but I will drink a mimosa.
It's like, go ahead and bring me a Michelob Ultra.
Give me a Coors Light with my pancakes.
Yeah, my chicken and dumplings. Hey, go ahead. Do you want cornbread or biscuits? I guess biscuits. Yeah, I like biscuits with my beer.
I wonder how many fights they've had.
Oh.
Over the merchandise.
Man, no tellings, dude.
There's rowdy blue haired people in there.
Probably somebody like tried to get the last pack of Zots in there.
Oh,
you
man.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's one thing I do like about Cracker Barrel, though.
They got some fire candy.
Yes, they do that old candy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's good, man.
Get some candy smokes in there.
Yes. They don't taste the same.
They're not.
No.
Smoke don't come out.
No, they're not the same, dude. They don't make it like they used to.
No.
Sucks, man. So you better score some coins lately.
Yeah, man. I've had a pretty good run here lately.
Yeah.
I saw your pennies and I got envious, so I had to catch up.
You had to catch up with me. I didn't even know I had a good collection, honestly. Man,
yeah, you got a good one.
Yeah, I really didn't know.
Probably one of the best I've ever even heard of.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, I've been collecting them through the years.
And that's why you want them, too. If you got a book and you're filling it up, you know, you want them to be the best.
Yeah, you do.
But, man, to find those is just it's tough, especially now at our age.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm thinking people were starting to spend old money. Me and you was talking about that.
Yeah, I think COVID had a lot to do with it.
COVID, and now everybody's stayed at home so long they don't want to go back to work. And
yeah, now they're having those stashes are sitting there. They were showing off, and they can just grab those and take them to the bank.
Yeah. Probably a lot of them, too, man. Didn't even get – just got, like, money value for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Didn't even get them appraised.
Coinstar makes my skin crawl.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, dude. I'm thinking about selling my coin collection, and I'm thinking about going to the Titanic, brother.
That would be the place I wouldn't want to go. No. Especially with the remote control vehicle they have.
That's wild. I mean,
I didn't
I'm not making
you. I
fun
you were
because
exaggerating.
It's terrible. Yeah, I mean, when I was telling you about that Xbox controller,
you
thought I was kidding. Man.
I totally thought you were kidding.
Yeah, no kidding at all.
No, it wasn't a joke.
Do you know, too, they went like almost 3 miles deep. 3 miles. That's how deep that thing goes down to the Titanic. That's how deep the Titanic is. Can you imagine being the last person alive in there? I mean, like, just...
No.
I mean, that would be... I would have probably just, like, I don't know, poked a hole in it or something.
Like, unzip. Yeah,
because I'm so claustrophobic. I swear, man, I don't think...
Yeah, that thing's pretty small, too, wasn't it?
Dude, it looks like a propane tank like people have in their yard.
Right.
Good yeah, God. It really does.
Right. With, like, 5 people crammed in it. And the Xbox controller.
Yeah. I mean, man, I hate it. I mean, I hate that it happened, but... There ain't no way in hell you're going to get me in there.
Mm-mm.
No way. When I was even hearing about that, I was like, I had never heard of that before. Like, all of a sudden, it's like the submarine's missing. But would you, I mean.
You'd think we'd have heard about them doing that before.
Yeah. Well, we ain't got enough money, man.
Why were they talking about it now, though?
I don't know. I guess because that happened.
Well, they kind of built up to it happening, did they not?
Yeah. Yeah,
it wasn't the first trip, was it?
No. So. They've been doing it for...
That made me question why all of a sudden they build up and then all this tragic thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of suspect.
That one guy, his son went to like a Blink 182 concert the night that it went missing. I did hear that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It almost sounds like, I bet some conspiracy stuff's going to come out about this for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, some life insurance policies.
Yeah, somebody owed somebody some money.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I couldn't. Especially seeing that remote, man. I'm like, no.
Can't you hear him getting ready? Do you think they're going to believe us?
Yeah, it's like, hey, dude, keep pressing the X. Don't that, like, take us back up? But wouldn't you have thought, like, you would have had, like, a cord or something tied to it?
You'd think.
I mean, I'm not going down to something unless it's... I ain't going down that anyway.
Man, after some pictures I've seen of those creatures in the ocean, I'm not going down there.
You know, they said that thing would have actually, it would have been like if you'd have, once it lost, like once you lost control to it and you kept sinking, it would have been like a damn Coke can, like if you had squeezed it.
Oh, yeah, just crushing it.
Yeah, so it would have been over like just in seconds.
Yeah, I guess they had to have it pressurized.
Yeah, the pictures of it, man, there's like a bunch of little, it looks like little small, like little tanks. That's the air supply. Yeah.
So that's why it ran out, because it was gone.
Nah. Yeah, the air, I think you stay down there, what was it, about 48 hours maybe of air?
I believe I'd come back at least after 24. In case something went wrong.
Yeah, no shit. I think it's only supposed to take just a little while to go down, then it just got lost. It's wild to me, man. Speak of wild stuff, too. Are you seeing all this about Zuckerberg and Elon Musk just going to fight in the ring?
I hope so bad they do.
Do you think it will happen?
Man, this day and time, who knows?
I mean, Musk ain't got to have no money. Zuckerberg either.
No, but just the factor, they love to hear their names on the news. You know?
That is true. I think me and you need to bet on, I think I Elon like, Musk.
I'm taking Elon, man.
Yeah.
All day.
I think he'll wreck his ass.
Zuckerberg will be history. First round knockout.
Oh, it'll be classic, though.
Unless he unleashes like a bot on him or something.
Yeah, I got 20 on Musk.
Yeah, for real. Anybody wants to take that?
Yes. Yes, Lord. So, I was going to ask you something else.
Well, let's talk about you.
All right, let's talk about it.
I hear you've had an exciting week.
I have, man. It's been a wild one, dude. I have not drank a beer in 6 days.
Bravo.
Bravo, right? Yay. Not one.
Wow.
Yeah, hadn't even wanted one either.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a... everybody always said to about like quitting drinking, like, which is not like I was an alcoholic or nothing, but like that it's really hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
Dipping's the hardest thing I ever tried to quit. No doubt.
I smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
You did. You don't still.
No, I've been quit like 23 years. But that was pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you. Cause you don't dip or anything.
Drink anything.
See, I went from smoking to dipping. And then I dipped and smoked. And then I quit smoking. I've been quit smoking, God. Well, vape. I guess that's about the same.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. They say it's pretty healthy for you.
I like to eat.
I do, too.
That's my vice.
I've been out on the farm this week, man.
Been farming, huh?
I've been bush hogging. And, yeah, I've been doing, like, a bunch of that kind of stuff, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm farm boy
now. It's
good
for the soul.
Yeah. You get a lot of time to think, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Let's see. What was I going to talk about on that? You do satellite stuff, man.
Yeah, I do.
Satellites. We was talking about this lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
I got to hear about this thing, man. I need one.
I mean, for real, man, I could be a spokesperson for them, and I haven't even actually laid eyes on one.
Really?
I just read the pamphlets, and it sounds pretty amazing.
What are they going to... So, like, if you got a lawnmower that's running off satellite, does it detect kids, dogs?
Yeah, anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's built-in safety. I mean, you don't have to attend to it or anything. When it's done, it goes and parks itself back in the charger.
How?
You just program it for when you want it to cut.
Really? Yeah. So, you like look on, like, Google Earth or something, kind of outline or?
I guess it automatically detects it once they put everything into their system.
Oh, wow.
And then each location that's selling them, they have a backup system there. They're creating like a network in case the GPS goes down.
Oh.
This will automatically kick over, I guess, probably as an added safety feature.
See, we got one of them vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
That runs around the house.
Yeah.
Those things are neat.
Yeah.
I mean, they work, too.
They do. It's akin to that, a pool cleaner. Yeah. It really looks a lot like the robotic pool cleaners.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Boy, that made life a lot easier, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, man.
Like with the sweeping and the...
We got it too good.
We computers and stuff has made us very lazy.
Very. It's ruined us.
I mean, would you ever thought at the grasp of a hand, man, you could get any answer you wanted?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, I graduated high school in 95, and, you know, the internet had just... come out.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even have internet at Holly Point High School until after I got out of school.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I was on the big white computers, like the big ones.
The first ones.
Yeah. And you had to punch in all these codes and you get like this little horse racing game or something, you know?
Oh, no, you were still the old ones.
Yeah.
That like Oregon Trail style.
Oregon Trail. You had the horse racing.
Yeah, that was
Frogger. Now, Frogger was fun, man. That was my game, dude. I could hop that thing across the interstate logs or whatever, man. I never got, like...
Oh, that 4-bit technology.
Yes. Oh, the old floppy disk. That old floppy disk.
Floppy disk, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great, man. I can still remember listening to 8-tracks, too.
Oh, see, I never did get an 8-track deal.
Yeah, that was right before you came along. Yeah, I had older brothers, so.
Yeah. I remember the, regular Nintendo, Sega.
Yeah once I got over 2 buttons, I was done.
Oh, yeah.
That's too many for me.
I bought one of those Chinese deals.
Yeah, the Nintendo.
It's the little console.
Yeah.
It's got like 500 games.
But it didn't have Double Dribble or Tecmo Bowl, did it?
No, it don't. And it don't have the Super Black Bass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like
that was a great game.
That was badass.
I like that one. Yes,
I loved it. I used to play that thing all the time, man. Yeah,
Double Dribble, man. Double Dribble.
Double Dribble. What about Jordan versus Bird?
That still wasn't Double Dribble.
Double Dribble. I'm trying to remember that one.
Oh, it's a classic, man. There's only like 4 spots on both sides of the court you could shoot from and make it.
Everybody's number was like 88.
Yeah.
You know, like on Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. They like had square heads and were moving like this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they'd go in for a dunk. They'd do a close-up and it's like... Awesome.
There was like, I remember we were trying to beat Mike Tyson's punch out one time.
Oh, another great one.
And he would have been my little step nephew. We got all the way like right there, man. He comes walking in there, presses that button.
Oh, man.
Turned it off. And you know, you had to have the code, but you still had to go back like 3 fighters.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're still going back to Glass Joe.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, Glass Joe. Yeah, golly, dude. That tiger dude, like, well, I guess
he was. The spinny guy, though.
Yeah, the spinny guy. He had like that thing on his head.
You know, the turk guy.
Yeah.
Running bull.
Running bull. Yes. Oh, man. What was the Sandman? Yeah, the hippo guy. Sandman. Dude, those were good times.
Good times.
They were, man. God, brings back a lot of old memories. The three-wheeler.
Oh, the killing machine of the 80s.
It's a wonder we're all alive, man.
And I've hit many a tree coming over those handlebars.
Coming over the handlebars.
Yeah.
God, my brother Adam, man, one time we jumped like a terrace roll, and my leg went underneath the tire, and it just snatched me right off of it. Ran over my leg.
Who thought that was a good idea?
No.
I mean, and then who let him sell it? And then who decided to put it in kids' hands?
OSHA approved, baby.
Yeah.
OSHA probably wasn't around then.
No, that's probably why they're around now.
Mm-hmm. We were a lot tougher back in those days, though.
Well, you know, it gave us a little grit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were like badasses. Oh, yeah. For real. Yeah. You know, here lately too, it's been bringing back a lot of like fun memories. I've been seeing a bunch of people's yards rolled.
Oh, really? They're doing that again?
Yes. There's a house over close to my dad's, and it's actually a police officer's. I noticed the other day the tree was rolled on it.
Sweet.
Yeah. But I got to thinking about something that would have even been better back in the day.
What?
Do you know what would have been fun? And I just thought about it the other day when I saw the yard rolling. I wish I would have, like, in high school, I would have went and bought one of those tools to turn people's water off.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, yeah.
That's getting medieval now.
Yeah. I mean, but you don't have to pick anything up. No toilet paper, no trees.
That's right. You know?
Just you ain't got no water.
We did some epic yard rollings in my day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Larry Myra. Bastard. We get through in the Fortner's yards all the time.
Dude, we rolled a yard one time, and I had a Jeep Wrangler, and we saw the truck crank at the house. Long driveway. We started at the end of the driveway. I was like, we got to go. Somebody's coming. Man, I swear to God. We had on the back of that Jeep, when I went to close it, it wasn't like enough room for the toilet paper to fit back in there. And it didn't close. Every place I turned, I dropped a toilet paper roll. So we just kept driving. And I kept noticing the truck kept following me. Well, we kept making turns after turn. Oh, yeah. And finally, I just stopped. I got out. I held my hands up, you know. And I was like, dude, we were just rolling your yard. He's like, yeah, I seen that. He's like, you dropped a toilet paper roll everywhere, like a whole trail all the way to here. I was like, oh my gosh, dude. He's like, you might want to close the back of your Jeep, man. He's like, I don't even know if there's anything left in there now. I was like, oh my God. So we had to go back and pick up all the toilet paper rolls. And
oh, yeah, it always stunk getting caught. Unless she was at Debbie Montgomery's house.
Who's?
Damon Barnett's mom.
Oh, man.
She'd make Damon get up bed and clean it up, and she'd feed all of us. We'd roll their yard and start knocking on the door. Get up, little Debbie.
That sounds like my mom. Yeah, she'd have been like, get your ass out there and you're going to clean it up.
Your friends are sweet enough to do that to you. That's you go out there and show some appreciation while I feed them.
Oh, man. Good times. Talking about moms. Was your parents divorced?
Yeah.
They were? Like when you were young?
Oh, very, yeah.
Yeah.
Like weeks maybe after I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
See, mine got divorced around, I was probably about 13 or 14. But I'll never forget, you know, like you get that step parent and you're like, I ain't listening to them. You know what I mean? You ain't my daddy. You ain't my mama, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Well, I was kind of like that with my stepmom. I was like, well, you know, I ain't listening to her or none of this kind of stuff, you know. Once she moved in, she had a lotion cabinet she brought.
Fall in love
for a 14-year-old kid, dude. She had every single Bath and Body Works.
We'll be right back.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out AddisonDesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, AddisonDesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUESS2. Receive 10% off. Check them out.
Flavor there was.
Right.
For a 14-year-old boy, that was like opening up a cabinet of gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I started yes ma'am and her and all kinds of stuff.
You loved it then, didn't you?
I was like, ooh. Ooh, that's cucumber melon.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's what all the people are wearing at school. You know,
I'm going to use it. When you go back next time, can I ride with you?
Yeah, there's the Bath and Body, dude. I think she was like on one of those things where she like got them in the mail and stuff all the time.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
You know?
Frequent buyer.
No, yeah. Hey, and you know, in my little, I live in a very small town. I know most people probably know that, but they have like a bargain days where they sell like Walmart or whatever, like bring like a bunch of overstock or whatever. And they get to sell it and it actually goes to like the park or whatever. I kid you not, man. This one guy was going over there and you fill up a box for like $40. I was like, well, you know, where I was working at, I was like, get us some soaps. You know, if they got any kind of cleaners or anything, just kind of get us some of that kind of stuff. I was just trying to get us stock stuff of, you know, hand soap stuff for work. He comes back, man. He's got like all this stuff and he had these lotions. I swear.
They got a kiss in the mouth, didn't he?
Oh, they're sell. I mean, like, well, I bring them home. I bring the lotions home, you know, because they got like some makeup and stuff for my daughter and stuff, you know, like little stuff like that. And I get to looking and I lay it on the counter. And my wife's like, what is that? I said, it's just a bunch of lotions. She said, what is that one? It says, so slow motion lotion.
Oh, gosh.
Solo motion lotion. And it was actually four.
You said that's the extra special one.
I was like, oh, my God. So these people up here for the town were selling like jerk cream pretty much.
The Lions Club was peddling jerk cream.
The Lions Club.
Man. Sorry, Wayne. Barty, what are y'all thinking?
Oh my God. Yeah, it was so funny, man, because she was like, what are you gonna do with it? I'll use it, I guess.
What are you supposed to do with it, honey?
And I was like, I gotta try this out, you know? And I'll tell you one thing,
Be careful if you're using the shower. I almost slipped down like 4 times.
Oh, God. I'm glad you're still with us, man.
Me too. Yeah, me too, man. That shit's slicker than hell shit, dude.
I'll just go back for seconds when you ran out of lip bottle.
Yeah, I told him. Then the next time they had the bargain days, I said, just get me a box and just fill it full of that stuff, man. Like all the way to the rim. Like, yes.
Yes.
It's pretty good stuff. I got a couple extra tubes.
Probably for sale on your website.
Yeah, I'm going to sell them on my website.
Yeah.
No doubt. Or, man, you going to start a coin club?
I think so, man. I think we need to.
We do, man. We do. We need to get like our own coin channel.
Yeah. Whatnot.
Yeah. We're going to call it, you don't know Jack.
Jacking off.
Jacking off. Yeah.
Jack King off.
There you go. Jack King. Oh, yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. See, now we got it thought out.
I don't know why that wouldn't work. Shit. We need to, though, dude. We need to see how many like books we can make.
Oh, I got to take time to go through.
Man, me and you both.
I'm about there.
It sucks, too, like trying to go through. I had that big Coke bottle full.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me about these 2019 quarters and all this, and I've already like found the old quarters, like the 65s and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now I'm like, damn, I got to go back through them again now because some of them's in mint shape, even though they're not that old.
Yeah, there's 2023 pennies that are in circulation that are worth $200 and $300 a piece right now.
Wow. I mean, so what's up with that one? What's wrong with the 2023s?
Well, you know, I'd rather not tell everybody, but.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
If you got some 2023 pennies.
Here's the little inside tip.
Yeah, mail them to us.
Yeah. Now, the creator of the image of the coin, his initials are VDB, and they're at the bottom, real small, on the front of the coin.
Yeah.
And the error is it has an extra V after those three letters. VDB, V. You have that, and it's in pristine condition. Send it in for grading. You can get much $500-$600 for it.
Wow. Yeah.
Off about a $30.01 investment.
See, that's what you're kind of like I am, too. I don't really care about the bills.
Yeah.
I like the coins.
Yeah. You know? Well, most of your bills out there, they're, you know, I mean, I've got coins from 1797.
Yeah. Is that your oldest one?
Yeah.
1797?
Yeah.
And then you got the, I think my oldest one was the, what did I, was it 1853?
Mine were in the 80s, 1886, 87. Now I've got a few 1870s, the 1779. Yeah. I think I've got an 1823 and I actually have a Roman Empire coin headed my way.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one that's the, which one is that? Which one, the Roman Empire one, which one was that?
It's, you hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, I was supposed to say, yeah, because I saw where you was getting like the 1797. That's the oldest coin I've seen.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I've never, I mean, just the thought, that's the reason I really like the coins is you think about one from 1797 and, you know, George Washington could have been carrying that around in his pocket.
I was about to say Abe Lincoln, man.
Yeah, one of them. I mean, it falls right in that time period.
You told me a bunch of tricks, too, about like the back of the penny with the floating roof and.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, man. And that's really. You know, I dabbled with the silver and stuff like that, and it's just not as exciting to me. I'd rather go through an old jar of pennies and try to find errors myself.
Yeah. You
can't make money in silver and stuff. There's just not much margin in it. And if it fluctuates a little bit, you're usually going to lose.
Yeah.
These guys right now, they bought their silver at $40 an ounce, and now they're having to sell it for $26, you know.
See, that's why with me, man. I wish I kept up with that kind of stuff. But I just don't.
Yeah, I'm a math nerd.
You like that
about me that people don't know? Yeah,
yeah.
I love numbers.
I always like it. You'll send me like a text message, just like, "Hey, dude, I just scored this MS."
Blah 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 blah.
Me, and I'm like googling on my phone. What does that mean? You know, it's like
speaking math.
I'm just trying to. I'm just now getting into it. Good, you know,
man. I really haven't. Gotten into it real heavy until the last 3 or 4 months.
Really?
I've really learned all that.
Yeah.
See, I gotta learn all that, dude.
I missed my coin show. There was one in Gaston this weekend.
You going to it?
I was going. I'd planned on it, but I think it ended today.
Yeah.
Weekend got by.
You gonna go watch any fireworks? You probably see a bunch of fireworks out where you live, don't you?
Oh man, yeah, they're all around me. But no, I usually go to Gunnersville or Heritage. Usually yeah. Back and forth each year, but I haven't seen where either one of them. They may have already had them Saturday night. I don't know.
Back up, Terry. That's one of the greatest videos ever.
Gotta put my traditional 4th of July Terry post up on Facebook, don't I?
I like,
Terry, what you doing, Terry? Terry.
One of my favorite parts, too, is when he says, hold on, Chico.
Yeah.
Two car coming.
Yeah, that's a great part.
What you doing, Terry?
Terry. What you doing, Terry?
Oh, Lord.
Terry done blow himself up,
back
everybody.
Back it up, Terry. I was talk about 4th of July. Love the troops. So glad I live in the U.S. And I was telling Jack earlier, I was actually with a Marine veteran Wednesday, and he had a stroke. And he's okay.
And he's okay.
Yeah.
Because of quick thinking people that were around him.
Blessing, man. It was a blessing. I mean, it was rare luck. I was there. You know,
Lord, you were. I'm sure he's going to be real appreciative of it, too.
Yeah, yeah. If you're ever with somebody and they start acting real strange, that 911's free.
That was a smart move, man. A lot of times you don't want to call it, honestly.
Yeah, you know, if I'd have probably called 3 or 4 people beforehand, hey, should I call?
Yeah,
you know, whatever. I mean, could have been a different outcome, yeah.
Right.
Which I mean, I would really have to, like, thank the railroad for that, I guess, because the railroad was always like,
taught you that.
Put you in CPR stuff, or hey, you always had to know, like, if your buddy was a diabetic, or you know, I mean, like, they like to have somebody like CPR qualified with like every crew,
yeah.
But like, you're supposed to tell your buddies, hey, yeah. I take this, if I get bee stung, I gotta have this, or you know what I mean. After watching My Girl, man, those bees, they're pretty intense,
man. I went Pulp Fiction on a little girl one time,
did you?
She got stung. She told me we've been friends a long time. And she got stung, and I knew she had an EpiPen, and so.
Yeah.
I was about to Pulp Fiction her, man. I didn't know. I'm a panicker.
Put the old adrenaline shot straight to the heart.
Oh, yeah. That's what I envisioned.
That movie, man.
I'm coming down. She's the bias got about that big. She's like, no.
Oh, God.
Just she's grabbing. Stuck in her leg.
Oh. That's what talk about that movie, man, when he gets that marker out, he's like, I don't know, it's probably about right there. You know what I mean? Like giving him something to aim at. That sounds like some shit I'd do. Like, yeah. Where do you think his heart's at? It's probably somewhere around. Draw me a dot, man.
They don't make them like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't. With Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? Like Swordfish. Swordfish was a really good movie.
I don't know if I ever saw that one.
Have you not? John Travolta, baby. And he's the same way. He's got the mullet.
I had on set ADHD as an adult.
He's a badass, man.
I watch a lot of movies or TV really even anymore.
Do you not?
No, pretty much sports.
Yeah. Me and the Auburn fans, War Damn Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.
He brought me this 1 second sticker. It's on the back of my computer.
That's right. In case you didn't remember.
There goes Davis.
I watched that last night.
Auburn's going to win the football game.
Well, you know, I was at the Georgia game the week before.
I was too.
Were you really?
Yeah, we went to every home game that year. Because it was my wife graduated in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, what a great year.
Yeah.
I went to every game that year too. I actually went home and away.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I never did go to the away ones. We went to Arizona to the national championship. Did you go out there?
I went to Pasadena. I didn't get to see this one. I went to the Florida State one.
Oh, yeah, we did too. That Rose Bowl, man, that sucks over there.
Oh, how horrible is that getting in and out, being herded like cattle?
Dude, we rode a bus from Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And they said, take a picture of the number of the bus. Because you, and kind of the area. Well, you're in the middle of a damn big old field pretty much.
Yeah, now we're in a hole. You're in the middle of the parking deck. That was hard enough.
Yeah, and when we come back, we were like maybe – there's probably like 15 buses out there at that time. When we come out of that football game, There's about 5,000 buses out there.
Yeah, because they were, it was awful.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever go back out there. I wouldn't,
and that's beautiful. It was beautiful. Once you got in there, just soaked it in. Wow.
But it's kind of a, if you had to get up and piss.
Oh, yeah.
Or if that place caught on fire.
Well, I have a funny story about that.
Let's hear it.
So, you remember it was like sleeting and snowing the night before.
Oh, yeah. I'll turn it up just a little bit.
And, me and the ex-wife, we decided we'd go down to Birmingham so as to not miss a flight, you know, the next morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So we stayed there in Fultondale, right beside that Outback.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association is currently accepting new members and looking for participants. If you think that's something you might would be interested in, check them out via Facebook or website. Just type in that search engine, Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association. You can find all your rules and regulations there. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you've been playing a long time. It's all handicapped, so you're not going to have a newcomer playing against a veteran. So everything's matched up to where everything is fair. That's a great group of guys over there. If you're into horseshoes and you want to be yelling ringer, go check it out.
So we walk over the Outback at night, and I got me a big old piece of prime rib. Man, we just pigged out. I guess we got up about 4 that morning was the plan. About 3:30, I sat straight up in the bed. And I said, oh my God. And I took off to the bathroom, Jacob. And I threw up. I was sick, man. Well, it turns out I have the worst case of food poisoning ever.
And you fixing to get on a plane.
And I didn't realize it until I get on the plane. They decommissioned that bad boy the first changeover. Like out in Texas, we had to swap planes. And that wasn't the plan.
Oh, because you're throwing up in there so much?
Yes. Not nonstop the entire flight.
I'm surprised they, if this would have been recent, man, they'd have kicked you off there and swore you had COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. You would have never.
Thank goodness
made
it wasn't now. But yeah, it was awful. You would have thought I had SARS or something. It was awful.
I must have like an iron gut. I don't think I've ever had food poisoning.
Man, you would have this time. I don't know what it was, but it was so bad. I mean, everybody that knows me knows I'm just the biggest Auburn football fan there is. You know, but, something changed that day. So we got to California, and I was like, we had like an hour and a half to get there, when about an hour and 45 minutes away, because we stayed in San Diego a couple of weeks. And we drove up like the coast there to Pasadena. That was cool, but I was still throwing up all the way until halftime of the game. Everybody was like cheering. Shit, they were like, woo, every time I'd puke in the bag because they thought I was out there, you know, drunk.
Oh, yeah.
They'd all cheered, woo.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hot, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was miserable.
Shit, I don't think I could have. Yeah. I know I wouldn't have made it on that bus ride, man.
It was awful.
I think I wore the seat out on that bus, man. Because I'm real hyper anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that thing, it was kind of like a your grandma's recliner. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Hard as hell. And,
yeah.
Dude, I remember I got off that thing. I felt like somebody, like, beat the shit out of me. Like,
that was me. As much as I'd thrown up that day, it was. And then, you know, that's whenever we were winning big then.
Oh, yeah. Half-time.
And then I get better and have to watch us lose. I was like, man.
Dang.
But I still, man, win or lose, that was a magical year.
That's probably two of the best quarterbacks in a long.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm thinking Newton, Winston, and then we had Nick Marshall.
Yeah.
Nick Marshall.
I started to look him up yesterday, see what he's up to now.
Where is he?
I didn't look.
Yeah, I kind of wonder where he went to. I guess out of all those, though, out of Newton, Winston, I must say Jameis probably did. He's probably done better than.
No, I mean, Cam went to Super Bowl's first year now.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was an all-pro one, two,
I worked three with years. Winston's godfather.
You did what?
I worked with Jameis Winston's godfather on the railroad.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. For real. We were actually in Hueytown. No, we were in Bessemer, I think. We stopped at one of these little seafood places. And there was this guy, and Harold's a big Auburn fan. But when Jameis went to Florida State, you know, Jameis was actually originally kind of in between baseball and football.
Right.
You know, I mean, they say he's a hell of a pitcher, man.
Yeah.
And he was kind of in between, or, yeah, wanting to do football, baseball, whatever. I reckon Florida State was kind of like, well, we'll work it in. We'll figure it out, you know, where you need to be or whatever. And they end up putting him on the football. So it was pretty tough for Harold because then he had to become a Florida State fan.
Yeah.
You know, and then Florida State and Auburn played. Yeah, I know he was in like a hard spot, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. His heart and then his boy.
Yes. Yeah, yes. That would be tough. But we were in Bessemer. We were eating or fishing to eat. We were standing in line. It's one of those places where you just walk up and order and go sit down. They bring it to you or whatever, like a diner. And, there's this guy decked out in Florida State and, Harold wouldn't pay much attention. I said, look at that dude, man. I said, he must be a Jameis Winston fan. About that time, the guy turns around, him and Harold start hugging each other and everything. And that was actually Jameis's dad.
How?
His real dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Or his uncle. I'm sorry. It was his uncle.
Oh, that's okay. Right. Yeah, it was his uncle. Just took an unexpected twist.
Yeah. No. It was his uncle. Dads. Yeah. Cause Harold was his godfather and, that was his uncle.
Gotcha.
I can't remember what he was calling him, but yeah, it was pretty funny. Cause I'm like, what chances to.
That guy Coleman was his coach, wasn't he? Hueytown? AD out there now.
Boy. He went to Hueytown for sure.
Mark. Man, name's escaping me right now.
I couldn't tell you on high school. I will tell you this though. I'm going to be on the radio for the first Holly Pond football game.
Uh-oh, they yes. found a new color guy?
Yes.
What's up, Brandon? Run!
My good buddy Randy Burtz has invited me to just come sit in, so I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah.
Go back to my old roots, man.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. It's been a while. My nephew's playing.
That's right. Yeah. Boston's out there. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a hoss.
He is, man.
Yeah.
Kid.
He's going to be, I think that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. He keeps his head on his shoulders. He's going to be
a
good athlete.
I think a lot of these teams around here is going to be pretty good because Frost will be back at Fairview.
Yeah. He's going to have a big season, man.
Yeah. Frost. That rascal right there,
he's special.
Yeah. He's
every decade or two.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Athletes like that just don't come around much.
No.
I mean, I think he was the top rushing yard state, top touchdowns, top
everything.
I mean, he was basically everything for a running back.
And he was in the top two or three as a 10th grader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he was just
he always played up a year.
Yeah. So he was a junior last year, be a senior this year.
Right.
He'll probably be he'll probably be a big name going out.
He's got potential.
Yeah.
He's got potential. I'm interested to see how much he's grown.
Yeah, I seen a video of him running the other day.
He's grease lightning.
Yeah, he still looks like he's stout.
Yeah, my nephew, he was pretty good running back at Holly Pond, and then ended up graduating from Fairview. But I mean, he still holds some single game records, I imagine.
Yeah, the thing about Holly Pond, man, we never really had a lot of depth.
Oh no, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that goes back to as far as I can remember. I remember my brother's teams finishing the year sometimes with 8 or 9 players.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to play both sides.
I've been playing. Right. And you're playing J.B. Pennington in their prime. You know?
Oh, yeah. Vinemont and Anihana was always like so good, dude.
Really?
Yes. Vinemont was real good when we were.
We didn't play Anihana. Vinemont wasn't that good.
I remember Anihana. I don't even know how they got them all in our field house. It just kept coming out.
Yeah,
it was like you kicked an ant.
They come to Holly Pond and played, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was like.
Yeah, yeah. I bet that was a spectacle.
I think it was like 55-0 at halftime.
Yeah. They've won. Yeah. I think Anion's one of the all-time winningest programs in the state.
Mm-hmm. We had to play them and Bama.
Josh Niblett, who was at Hoover, won a title or two there.
Huh.
That's where he pretty much started there at Anion.
You know, Whitehead, man, I used to run him over so much in practice and everything.
Well, you know, I used to hear that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he liked to brag a lot. He's kind of braggadocious.
Yeah.
And I knew he was just running his mouth.
Yeah, I'd run him over all the time, man.
Then they call you Jacob Little Train.
Yeah, Jacob Train. He'd say, here comes the G-Wagon. And he would just duck, cower down, man. Just run him right over, dude.
He was, I guess he was all right running back for
real. Yeah, he was fair, man.
Yeah.
If Coach would have left me in, dude, we'd have won state.
That's what I tried. I tried telling everybody that, but they wouldn't listen.
I know, they wouldn't listen.
Look at that Gibbs boy.
I weighed 112 pounds.
I mean, grease lightning.
I was a stallion.
Stallion. I was like more of a gazelle.
Yeah. Hey, once I graduated, man, I think I was benching like 90 pounds.
You hoss, man.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Wow.
God. I think I was squatting like 160 or something.
You and Stinky were up there beside each other.
Yeah, we was. Me and Stink Dog.
Stink Dog.
Stink Dog.
Smelly kid.
I just wonder where my boy Weezy's at, man. Love that guy.
He's a good one.
Yeah, he is. He's a nut, man. And that is bullshit, by the way. And Josh would take my head off in football, by the way. I'm only saying this because I know he listens, and I'm just wanting to be like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, call in, Weezy.
Call in, please. I got to do that. I want to do some call-ins.
That would be cool. Yeah.
I do, man. I want to do some call-ins bad. I want people to just call in and be like, hey, yeah, man.
The thing with Butterbean worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it did. The Zoom call. Yeah, that was... Yeah. Thanks to you.
Oh, you know, man.
Yeah. You're the ones like, hey, man, I think you can probably get Butterbean. 3 days later, Butterbean's on the show. Yep. Yeah. I got to get you an autograph glove for that, by the way.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do, man.
I mean, hang it in the background of my new, you know, we do our Whatnot channel.
Yeah, that's right. What about, speak of that, he's calling out Jake Paul.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He sent me a message and told me that.
He what? No.
He sent me a message on Facebook.
Did he? It said he's gonna fight Jake Paul.
I'm gonna beat that kid's brakes off. I was like, get him, man.
What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't think Jake Paul.
I don't think it's
time of day, man.
You don't?
He knows better. He don't want to lose. He's been losing, hasn't he?
I didn't realize
that he'd lost a couple times.
I know a lot of people tells me my podcast's a lot better than his. He ain't never had Butterbean on his podcast.
No,
he'd
got his ass whooped. Has he?
He'd got his ass whooped, probably.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You remember Butterbean, man?
Dude. Pack a punch. I mean,
like nobody's business. Wow.
I would.
King of the four rounders. I bet you still could be.
Oh, yeah. He's in pretty good shape. I mean.
Yeah.
56 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he would hang, maybe.
It'd be hard to hurt him. He got that weird old man strength.
Ooh, he's got all that, and it's been a long time since he's been in a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you see Tyson the other day?
No.
He's still moving.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's doing a little shadow boxing. I think he's on some of the toad.
Oh.
He got lost in the moment.
See?
Like it's 19 again. He fired me up watching Man Shadow Box.
Yeah. See, old Tyson, dude. I mean, I don't. With Tyson, I think he's like so crazy. I mean, you wouldn't. Man.
I'm just glad he found psychedelics. It helped the world be safer.
Oh, yeah. Now, he's a big. Ain't Tyson a big shroom guy and all that now,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, very heavy. The toad's his thing.
Licking those toads.
The Saharan Desert toad.
Yeah.
They don't actually lick it. But.
What is up with that? It's just, is it poison or what is it?
Yeah, it's DMT. There's only a few natural ways on Earth to get it. One's by being born, one's by dying. That toad has it, and the Tree of Life has it in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild. And you just licked the toad?
Huh?
You just licked the toad?
No, you spooked the toad. I watched a special on this.
I had to know because,
you know, we always hear licking the toad.
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
Yeah. Well, actually, you spook the toad.
Ah.
Spook it.
Got like a fainting goat.
Booger, you know? And he excretes this poison out of his skin. And, I mean, it covers his entire body. So if anything, you know, I guess it gets so high that it can't do nothing about it.
So then the frog just hops off.
Right. But what these people figured out is they can spook that toad, and then they'll get all that stuff off of it. I guess put it in a bucket somewhere and let it dry.
Are they smoking it?
Then they smoke it, yeah.
Wow. So he's probably just taking like a blunt paper or something, just kind of.
He actually has his own line of blunt papers out.
So he's just wiping this frog down with them.
Yeah. They're infused with the toad.
What else are we going to come out with?
Hey, man.
I mean,
I don't think our brains are going to be able to handle it.
No, I don't either, dude.
It's about to start advancing rapidly, I think.
I saw a squirrel at the golf course the other day eating a mushroom. I'm serious. I walked right up to him. Seriously.
Did y'all have a conversation?
I got a video of it. I'll put it on the YouTube. Right. This squirrel eating this mushroom. It looked like he was like sitting on a bar stool at a table.
Right.
It was like one of those, like,
he probably was in his brain.
Yeah, he was. And when he ran off in those woods, you know, you could just tell he was like,
you sure you aren't the one eating the mushroom?
He ran into three trees. But yeah, it was so funny because I was like, what is that squirrel doing? They're like, he's eating a mushroom. And it was so funny because we finally, once I got so close, I spooked him. He ran off and I started laughing. I stopped videoing. And he runs back and he snatches the whole mushroom out of the ground, then took it in the woods.
He wasn't going to leave it back.
No, he wasn't. He was having too good of a time.
Dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. Can you imagine how many acorns he ate that night?
Oh, he's like, putting them down.
Yeah, he was. He got the munchies. I was talking about this to another guest not long ago, though, about like people spazzing out, like killing themselves and stuff after doing mushrooms.
You've got your tales. I don't know.
I saw it on like the, on like 911.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like on the,
I think
YouTube
those people
thing.
Are like on bath salts.
Could be.
Yeah.
That bath salt. You remember that dude in
some
Florida
bad stuff, man.
Eat that dude's face.
Yeah.
Chew that guy's face up.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know what kind of like diseases you could get from biting a hobo?
They don't care. They don't care. Have you seen those poor folks, man?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Now, bath salts is not around no more, right?
I mean, they still have bath salts, but it's not those kind. Eradicated those.
When I remember hearing that, I was thinking, I don't really like taking a bath. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
I don't think I want no salt in there. You know
what
I mean?
I might take a bath once every 3 or 4 years when I don't want salt.
Yeah, it's like you get in the water, you wash off, okay, in the water.
And soak in it.
And then you sit back in there.
It's gross.
It really is.
Baths are gross.
You need to get in the shower first, wash your stanky ass.
That's it.
And then get in the bathtub.
That's
what I always do if I'm going to put some Epsom salt in there or something. Yeah.
And then enjoy it, not soaking your own slime.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even see the reason for why, like washing or whatever. If you're just gonna sit there and soak in it,
I've never gotten that either.
That's gross.
It's very gross.
Yeah, and
we're
it's
agreeing.
The women that take the baths.
Yeah,
and then we kiss on them. And
yeah,
stuff.
They got cooties on the tub.
God,
tub cooties, slimy tub cooties.
Oh God. Oh. You know, it's been so damn hot lately.
Shit.
I'm serious. You can sweat in the swimming pool right now.
Listen,
I'm serious.
I sweat when it's 50 outside. I melt in this shit.
Do you sweat under your armpits a lot?
On my body. My knees sweat, man.
Really?
Yeah, my kneecaps sweat.
See, my legs will get beady sweat on them stuff.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
I sweat probably more in my life than I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this has always been kind of weird to me. And I don't know if it's like being nervous or like what it is. But like I can get in the shower, get dressed, like I'm same way as if I'm going to work. I can go to work and I don't have sweaty armpits. Right?
Right.
Because I'm not thinking about it. But like if I'm about to go to like a buddy's house or something, me and the wife's about to go out and eat or whatever. And I'm in the car. I got the air conditioner running and everything. I'll start feeling sweat run down my sides.
That's bad.
Yeah. And it's like,
you need some Mitchum.
I tried it, man. It dries me out so bad.
Man, so good.
Certain dry too. I figured it out. It's women's deodorant.
That's going to be my second suggestion.
Yeah.
Some Teen
Spirit.
Suave.
Yeah. Some of that Suave. Since I've been growing my hair out. A lot of people have been asking me what kind of products I've been using.
Yeah, so tell us. What are you using, man?
It's from Target. It's in a blue bottle with a white lid. I don't know the name.
Does anybody check that out this week?
Blue bottle, white lid. Probably end up selling a bunch of it.
Target? Yes. Down here on our page?
My son, man. It's only five. And every time me and him get in the vehicle, because he's been with his mother so much, can we go at Target? I'm serious. I'm like,
this is a little liberal running around.
I know. I'm like, men don't shop. So
don't say that again.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, let's go to a tackle shop or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Target.
Let me go to Target.
Yeah. Target's addictive. There's something in that Starbucks coffee or something.
Yeah, man. Target's, it's just not for us, Jacob.
No. You say something about
Target? We're definitely more a Walmart guy. More of a Dollar General
I'm
guy.
A dollar. I'm a DG guy all the way, DG for sure. I love Dollar General. Absolutely. And I've got the Fetch app. I steal receipts out of their garbage can at self-checkout. I really do.
You do what?
I steal receipts out of
the... Oh, you're one of those. You're a receipt hoarder.
Yes,
because it don't matter who's receipt you scan. Do the penny sale and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. What I do is I go in there, I act like I'm going to use self-checkout.
Yeah.
And they got that little bitty garbage can down there full of receipts.
So you're over bobbing for receipts?
Yeah. One lady got on to me about it, so I was like...
Yeah, because they take them home.
I was like, the receipt Nazi, you know?
Yeah. If it's the one in Holly Pond. Hey, lady. Sorry to ask you.
It was this one up the road.
It was a change the other day. She didn't like it at all.
Oh, got some change out of the ashtray thing?
No, I was trying to buy her rolls in a register.
Oh, she wouldn't sell them to you?
No, then bitch fit started getting loud.
Oh, God.
Like I was trying to rob her or something.
God almighty. What the hell's going on?
You know, people.
That's a market, though. You got to go to the old Dollar Generals.
Yeah.
You can't go to them DG markets, man.
They getting targety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you where you go, Amanda Miller from Jet Pep.
Jet Pep.
Stay out of my rolls, though. Those are mine.
I ain't going up there.
Thanks, man.
I'm a Chevron guy.
Oh, yeah. I guess by blood, huh?
Yeah.
Love Chevron. Nate, too, though. Nate, come and get your rolls.
I'm just like, hey, can I look through those pennies?
First time I ever did it, you know, you feel kind of weird. You always remember your first moment. Mine was at the Brandon Iron Steakhouse.
You started going through the coins.
West Point, and I looked down as we were checking out, and there was the most beautiful, shiny penny in his little change thing.
Oh.
And I was just like a little kid at Christmas. My eyes were lit up, and, you know, I was going to take a penny, put one back, but I didn't have any, you know. And I broke out a dollar. I said, man, can I just buy your change thing?
What'd they say?
What? Hang on a minute. He grabbed him up and started going through him. He's like, what'd you see?
That sucks, man.
Well, then he said, I ain't going to know. He's like, man, if it's something good, just give me half of it. I said, all right, I will.
See, I had a girl in front of me at a restaurant, and I noticed she had an old 20.
Yeah.
And I'm standing behind her. She's probably 18, 19 maybe. And I said, hey, do you mind if I swap 20s with you? Yeah, she was like, she looked at me like.
Yeah, people like you're crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, she's like, no, that's okay.
It's like it's a hustle. You're trying to get something over on them.
You're fishing to spend it. I want it, you know?
Probably thought she was going to give her a fake bill or something.
I guess. But then she paid with the 20. And when I got up there, I said, can I have that 20? Yeah. They're like, yeah. Sure. I'm like, I just scared that girl. And then I look out the window or whatever. She's running to her car.
Somebody help me.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, shit.
Theo Vaughn's after me.
Theo Vaughn's after me.
I'm like, adult.
When I start doing stand-up comedy, I think that's what my name's going to be. Not Theo Vaughn.
Not Theo Vaughn.
Not Theo Vaughn.
You're going to have to do something.
Yeah. You know Theo Vaughn, where he grew up? I love Theo Vaughn.
I remember Theo Vaughn when he was in the church stuff when he was a little kid. That's
hilarious stuff,
he was doing the Geraldo tours and stuff, preaching.
I thought about getting into preaching.
Well, I mean, you know, it takes a special person. You know, my whole family, my brothers, nephews, they're all ordained.
There's a lot of money in it. You ever seen a preacher driving like an old clunker to the church?
Not a good one.
Mm-mm. That's why I'm thinking about taking it up, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they always got money.
Yeah, I could sing too, man.
You can sing and
preach.
Are
you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, you don't even need the like musical.
No,
instruments.
I don't even have to go primitive Baptist. I'm acapella, brother.
You could go primitive Baptist. You know how much money's involved in that rig?
Mm.
That's where the cheddar's at.
I know. Yeah. I had an uncle, man, I used to go to church with sometimes. And he would get change back out of the damn offering plate. It was so embarrassing. Like he put like a 20 in and he would get like a 10 back. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was my uncle.
He's also got a South Park character after him.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Hey, man, I ain't got no change." You know, whatever. He'd pull that 20 out and get him a damn 10 back out of the offering plate.
I mean, you know.
You got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Hey, maybe making $100 a week. You know.
10%.
10%'s 10%.
Yeah.
That ain't our place, Judge, is it?
We loved him, though. I mean, sometimes I swear I think he was taking more money back than he was putting in. Seriously. Hey, let me ask you, though. Talking about stuff like that. If the offering plate's coming towards you.
Yeah.
And you spot an old coin in there.
Oh, it's gone.
What are you going to do?
Taking it.
If you see like a buffalo head nickel.
God made me. I said buffalo, I'm taking it. And he knows it already.
Buffalo head nickel. You're like, hey.
Indian head.
Let me see that for just a second. You take that. You and the guy get some like a tug of war with the
I'm dunking, man. I'm taking every handful of change out and praying for the best. Lord, let me cut that buffalo nickel.
I ain't never thought about that, but I'm going to start checking when they pass that thing through.
Well, you know, at my church, they did the little secret envelope thing, so they don't pass nothing around. I changed churches.
Dang. I'd stop going to that church.
Yeah, I'm going to go back with Primitive Baptist folk. See you Sunday, bro.
What do y'all do at your church? You just, when you go out, do you drop it in a box? Or do you actually put it in the plate?
Actually, yeah, we got a box, and then most people just do it online, like on a monthly or weekly basis.
Yeah.
Like have it auto-taken out.
Oh, like auto-pay?
Yeah. We auto-pay our tithes at our fancy little hot dog church.
Really? Wow. Do you ever, this is going to sound horrible, but, you know, like, I don't go to church every Sunday, right?
Right.
So, for instance, like if somebody's at the gas station and they don't, you know, they're just gonna have to put some up or whatever, you know. And I'm like, no, I got it. Yeah, and it's just go on, you know, whatever. You consider that tithing? Because I do, because you're going straight to the source of helping somebody. That's what God wanted, right? Be good to your neighbor.
I think that's kind of like bonus material there.
Think that's just bonus, so it don't count.
Don't count.
Because I don't want to actually go to the church first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to quit doing that then.
We're just going to have to go like every month and give a different church a check. Make monthly donations. Yes.
They're like, Mr. Gibbs, I noticed that you haven't been tithing. Oh, I bought this guy some gas the other day, gave one guy a ride.
They send us out 1099s.
Yeah, you can't 1099 that, can you?
Yeah.
You 1099 giving somebody a ride?
No.
Oh.
Your offerings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, you can, I don't know how much you get back, though.
It's just a percentage, I'm sure.
The government loves to get that money.
Yeah, they don't give it up easy.
No, they don't. Pisses me off, too. That's, you know, why do we, okay, you pay taxes when you get paid.
No,
you pay taxes at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You pay taxes everything you do, and you've already been taxed.
And we get the same dollar tax 4, 5, 6 different times.
Yeah, so by the time a dollar is in my pocket, and it's taxed 8 cents, 9 and a half cents, 10 and a half cents, where the hell it is. I don't even know why they do half cents. That's
I think
the
we're more
thing.
Along the lines of about a 54-46 split right now with the government.
54 to the government?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
think
so.
It's all said and done, that $1 bill.
A dollar's not, so it's not worth.
You know, whenever I was a kid, it was flipped the other way. You know, probably like 54, 55 our advantage. But right. Now it's went toward the government.
Man.
But it's only going to get worse the more of these little feed this person and, you know, house this one and do this keeps happening. But, you know, there's a place for that stuff, too. But I just feel like a lot of people that need it don't, they're not the ones getting it, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. No, they're not. There's a reason why these people that's in the government stuff have like 10 houses and boats and motorcycles and airplanes and submarines and You know what I mean?
They don't use Xbox controllers.
That's right. Yeah. They probably got like the PlayStation 17 remote.
Yeah. So what are they going to do to Hunter?
Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
Nah, they're going to put his emails with Hillary's.
That's it. Right, yeah. The same burn pile.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
They done been there.
How many people you think the Clintons are responsible for?
Is more than what we think.
Oh, yeah.
The conspiracy.
They've disappeared now.
Who's that?
The Clintons.
Bill definitely has. You know, I've heard rumors he might be already gone.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah. Boy, to live in the 90s, huh? Man. Bill be slinging at the ladies and playing sax on Arsenio the next night. At least he's cool.
Yeah, I got to give it to Bill, man. He's all right. We were actually like, I don't even think we were in debt whenever he was president, right?
He actually got us out. I mean, I know that makes the Reaganomics people skin crawl, but, you know, yeah, that led us to that point, but I felt like Clinton just kind of ran with it.
Yeah, I do too, dude.
He definitely wasn't as bad as we've had several
times. He's probably one of the last good Democrats. President.
He was, yeah, absolutely. Probably the only one of our time.
There's probably like some people on here right now. It's like, oh my God, can't believe they're talking. You know, if you loved Obama, it wasn't your business. It's just,
and I mean, you know, did some things and were good, and more, in my opinion, that were bad. But you know, I mean, he did some good things.
Biden ain't done shit.
No, he's incompetent. He's too old. He's degenerating right before our eyes.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know, like, Kamala, too.
Oh, man. Well, you know, he surrounded himself with the perfect person.
Oh, yeah. And she's not even around.
You know, what are they going to do to him to get rid of him? She's next in line.
It'd be worse.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be scary as hell. It's already scary enough. Mm-hmm.
It's on cruise control as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, you know, probably Obama's having a pretty heavy hand in it at this point.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think Obama's probably still kind of in control.
Yep.
That's what sucks about it, man. If we probably knew everything was going on.
Well, you know, I hate to say it and admit it, but, you know, the stuff I've seen happen in my life, you know, yeah, I love Trump. I think he was an awesome president and probably would still pull us through another 4 years strong, but I just say he's not in on it, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're just fighting over two wings of the same bird.
See, a lot of people, too, like with Trump, people really judged him by his personality. And he is an asshole.
I can relate.
I mean, that's the way it is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But as far as...
But his heart's in the right place.
Our country was booming.
Yeah.
That man loves America.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. That's one thing
that... He loves to be different and loves to win.
Yeah, he does.
He has pride in his country and all the stuff we grew up having drilled into us that we don't do anymore. Mm-mm.
Supports the military. I mean, like he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to put the pledge back in the schools. And, you know, around prayer. Here, I think it's a little more prevalent in prayer. But, you know, out in these liberal states and stuff, it's just gotten out of hand. That's why you got the mess you've got. There's no morals and ethics anymore.
No, there's not. It blows my mind, too. Like, the one, like, it'll show Trump, like, what he was leading. And he would be, like, it would be red all over. And it was just blue dots. But there's more people that lives in those dots than they do the whole state.
You know as well as I do, man. That was not.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's just theater.
Yeah. I mean, it's complete bullshit. But.
Yeah, I think Trump realized about halfway through that battle that was only going to dig him a deeper hole.
Yeah.
He had to let it go.
But I still don't understand, too. He's not even the president, and they're still trying to, like, put all that, still trying to get him in trouble.
Yeah, so he can't run again.
Yeah. Which Florida guy was saying, Sanchez.
He don't have a shot, bro.
You don't think so?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
I was.
Who you liking?
Been singing his praises for a long time. And then found out George Soros backed him.
Mm.
So I kind of leaned back then. I actually, man, honestly, I like that What's his name? Rakim Tel Aviv or something like that. The Indian guy, the young guy. He's probably 40, you know, he's closer to our age. He's real vibrant, well spoken. He's got great ideas. He's really fired me up more, I guess, than any of them. He's kind of like, he's along the lines of Trump, actually. He's just more, a more youthful Indian version.
Hey, I'll tell you, we can say what we want to about the Indians.
Hey, I'm a big fan.
Most of them's doctors.
Yeah, or hotel owners.
Hotel owner. I mean, they're no dumbasses.
No, unless they're in the subway.
Unless they're in the subway,
then they're about to go back home.
Yeah.
You're like, that's the last step of the caste system. I know it well. I do their TV. It taught me. Doctor, what? Hotel, gas station, subway, home.
So what do you, whenever you, like, is there like channels or do they get like some kind of like foreign package? Like whenever they get their satellite, do they get like foreign packages? Like they get like the soccer where we would get like NFL Sunday pass.
Yes.
So they're getting like soccer, cricket.
But they won't get it on like their hotel TV. They'll just get it on like in their room where they stay, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of those people live at the hotel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Most of them do, except the upper echelon.
You know, too, about these Indians with the gas stations, you always, there's only about three people that works them.
Mm-hmm.
There's some right here, and it's him and her every day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you go in the morning, you see her. You go in the evening,
that's
you see
all they
him.
Know.
And they work. I mean, I don't know. I always like calling up there, man. They know me by name. I order that pizza, you know?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like an Indian pizza.
Hell yeah, I love the old Indian pizza. Oh,
they love me, man. I call him the Godfather. He's over in Gadsden. His sons are like the new breed. They're running everything now, but he used to be the man. I went to their house and spent a couple of weeks over there. They lived in this satellite abyss. Ended up having to put up like a dish the size of a C-band to get signal at their house, and there wasn't a tree in sight.
Really?
But about 2 miles away, maybe a mile and a half, power mains went across. And I don't know if it's blocking the signal or what, but yeah. But anyway, I was out there a long time, and he's like, you come in, we feed you, Jack, we feed you. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm a pretty bad germaphobe. And
that food smells good, though, man.
It does, dude, but it's, I mean, in moderation. But, I mean, these folks eat, like, chocolate, and they put that curry on it. They bowl cereal, they put curry in it. They eat tuna fish, they got curry in it. Curry. Nah. But no, instead of in their drawers, like where we keep our forks and spoons, they store like their homemade treats and stuff in there.
What?
Like breads. They make all these like weird breads and things. And they started like pulling the stuff out and feeding it to me.
Was it good?
No.
It wasn't good?
No, I'm not a fan. I cringe now at the smell of curry and stuff.
I had to stay at a extended stay one time in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I reckon the hotel people must have been living in the room beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear the TV, you know, and it sounded, you know, it was in another language. Yeah.
Yeah, they have their own. It's the Hindi package.
It was loud as hell. And then they talk on the phone all the time. They're always on the phone.
Always.
I mean, like, you can be up there ordering a pizza, getting you some skull or whatever, and somebody's on that phone talking.
And they're usually in India.
Yeah, and it's in a different language and everything, you know. So these rascals, man, they kept cooking this food like late at night, I guess because they're swapping, you know, swapping up who was going down to the desk or whatever. This food, man, smelled so good, they starved me to death. But they had an alarm that would go off at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Before they get up and cook more food.
Yeah. You know what I started doing because it pissed me off? I would set my alarm for 7 a.m. and I would just lean it down in between the headboard.
And leave for the day.
And I would leave that rascal going, man. I'm serious.
Give them a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, I gave them a little taste of their own medicine. Yeah. And then I even went to Dollar General, bought some macaroni and cheeses, and I started starving their asses to death. I was cooking those macaroni and cheeses.
They didn't care about your macaroni and cheese, man.
They got curry. That is true.
They had curry.
I should have threw like pepper or something in there on top of it.
You should have stole their curry. It'd been the end of it.
Yeah. They'd have been in my room.
They'd have been everywhere looking for that shit, man.
Yeah, they would have.
I can't live without it. Sweat curry. They're kind of like them frogs. You let their sweat dry, it's just straight curry.
The poison frog?
Yeah. The end is when they sweat. If you let it dry, scrape it off, it's just like straight curry.
Really?
That's where they get it from. It just recycles itself. Just kidding.
You just blew my mind. I'm like, damn. Everybody's got one of those frogs but me? Like, what the hell? I want a frog.
You can own them as a pet, you know?
My luck, man. I'd like try something like that.
Oh, man.
It paralyzed me or something.
Be over twitched out.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's wrong with you. Jacob got a pet snoring desert tub.
I'd be like that one guy. I heard this story one time. It's a guy we went to school with. I think he did like acid or something.
Yeah.
And I reckon he went to stand up. When he did, he fell down. Like, he stood up, his feet got tangled up, and he fell down. And they said he took his shoes off, and he was like, man, that damn Smurf come out of that TV and tied my shoestrings together.
Wow.
Yeah. He was warped, man. He was out of it. See, I never did try. I was always scared of that stuff, man.
Yeah.
I never did try any kind. I've never even seen, like, cocaine. I've never even seen none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Seen meth once.
Fortunately, I've seen it. Been around it.
Yeah, see, that stuff scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. I was like that way with alcohol. Yeah, my dad was an alcoholic, and I just never – I was always scared that if I drank, I would be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So I become, I guess, an herbalist over time. All natural.
All natural.
Well, but yeah, the hallucinogens, they're a whole different category. You know, you can go to Coleman now to a ketamine clinic, and it's basically they hook you up with an IV and shoot you full of ketamine. You go on a trip, and they pump you full of oxygen, bring you back out, and send you on your way.
So you can go do that?
Yeah.
Really?
They're using a lot of hallucinogens now to treat depression and anxiety and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. They've discovered that there's actually a lot of benefits.
Hmm. My dad does the vitamin stuff.
Yeah.
I think where they pump you with them vitamins.
It might be the ketamine.
Could be. He was talking crazy the other day.
Yeah, old Gare Bear gets sideways sometimes.
Gare Bear, man. He's a wild one.
Now. I love Gary.
Yeah, I do too, man. Being around him this week, man.
I know. It's had to be refreshing.
He does not get upset about anything.
He's so much like y'all's grandpa, man.
Yeah, he's like Homer,
he's
man.
He's just like Homer.
Yeah. I went by and seen his grave, man. Sat out there a little bit the other day. And
man, I think about him often, too. It's just a staple.
Today, I guess it would have been 15 years ago. Yeah, I guess it's been around 15. One of my best friends today would have been her birthday, but she got killed in a car wreck. Yeah, Desiree Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So today she would have been 36.
Yeah, I had just met her when that happened.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, you know, we had Amy Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through too, man. Our Holly Pines experienced a lot of tragedy and car wrecks and stuff with students. Still, even to this day, I think.
Yeah. I think the interstate here at Coleman, that's one of the most dangerous around.
Right.
Stretch of highway it's the most dangerous stretch of interstate.
In the nation, I think.
Yeah, it's ranked like in the nation.
Yeah.
I know for sure it's the worst one in Alabama.
I mean, there's stretches, man. I've ran up and down that interstate, you know, doing the satellite stuff my whole life. And like the stretch really from Tennessee line down to about Coleman is awful.
And then it is.
Montgomery to Pensacola, Mobile is just horrible too.
Yeah.
Bad driving.
Yeah, it's scary, man. That's what driving, man, scares me to death. Especially if I'm riding with somebody who's not paying attention.
Oh, God.
Like my dad.
Never rode with me, baby.
No. I'm real funny about riding with people now. I put my seatbelt on,
and I don't
look at my phone.
Talk to Aunt Mark. He loves my driving.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm awful, man. I hate to admit that. But
all over the road and
texting, drinking the drink, and eating a cheeseburger, and, you know, taking my call, dad. Got my computer over here, watching a show up on my dad. I'm a mess, man.
You know, you can't actually have your phone in your hands now.
I know, it's awful.
Your ass is going to jail.
I will be the first of
you think you will? Hey, me and Governor Guy Hunt's grandson was the first, one of the first seatbelt tickets wrote.
Really?
Yeah, and I almost, if he could have wrote a ticket for being a smart ass, I would have got one. I was trying to lighten the mood, okay? Me and Nolan were on our way back from Coleman. The fair was coming, you know, and we got to take some projects to the fair to set up. You know what I mean? Like some
4-H stuff. That.
Yeah, I don't know what they was
whose
thinking.
Idea was that?
I know, no kidding, right? So somebody was off their meds that day or something. Yeah. But we got selected, so we got to go out there. We're on our way back. And Nolan keeps saying, dude, that motorcycle cop just keeps staying right beside me. And I'm like, well, you're not. I mean, you're not speeding. You know, next thing you know, woo, whoop, whoop, whoo, pulls us over. Okay. Walks up there and he says, hey, buddy, where's your seatbelt? Nolan's like, oh, gosh, man, I forgot all about it. You know, I forgot. He's like, yeah, you know, passed the law. He said, I pulled up beside you. 3 or 4 times and kept looking at you and you just kept looking at me like, what am I doing? You know, or whatever. I was trying to give you a chance to buckle your seatbelt. He's like, yeah, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Got a license or whatever. And, you know me.
Here comes trusty here old comes, buddy in the passenger
yeah,
seat.
Yeah. And Nolan looked at me like, dude,
shut up, Jacob.
Yeah. I looked at this police officer and I said, where's your seatbelt out on that motorcycle? And he says, hey, smart aleck, go ahead and give me your license too. Yeah, wrote no one a ticket over it.
Oh, I totally would have been like, do you know who you're messing with?
Yeah.
I mean, this is Guy Hunt's grandson, and my uncle has a South Park character.
That's true. My uncle has a South Park character.
I swear, I think it's Damon Barnett, maybe the only two that's ever seen the episode.
It had my uncle on there?
Yes, Ricky has a South Park character.
From
the Chris Hansen that
Dateline.
Yes, they redid that whole thing on South Park.
No shit.
There's an episode where they reenacted that whole thing. And
I gotta find it.
I'm telling you, me and Damon Barnett, we laugh all the time about it. God. I think we're the only two on earth that ever saw it.
I gotta find that. Man.
Oh, it's classic.
They set my uncle up.
Oh, you hardcore,
know, they cut in
man.
What they wanted and cut out.
Chris
what they
Hansen's
didn't.
A sleazeball.
Oh yeah,
I hope you hear this, Chris Hansen. You sleazeball.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, and you're an asshole.
My uncle called him an asshole on TV.
Yeah,
yes,
he did
that was
South
awesome,
Park
dude.
Too.
Yeah,
that's how the show went off.
South Park. How did they get away with all that? You remember the Michael Jackson one?
Oh yeah.
Holding on, Jamon. You remember that? You know?
Yes,
the,
man.
He's like, "Come on, blanket. We're having a slumber party."
Those boys.
Wasn't man. A slumber party? I'm a feed Peter Pan. Yeah. I mean, Cartman's like, "I know about this guy, man. Shit, Kyle, let's go."
That show, man, those guys are brilliant, though.
I mean, he jumped at Michael Jackson in that show, gets in the bed with those kids.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Oh, man.
They would have been sued.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Oh, yeah.
It's just that whole deal. I mean, and then you look back to our childhood and some things that happened, and you're like, oh, Brooke Shields, you know? I mean, that poor girl, she was like 13 in Playboy, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was young.
Young.
Yeah.
Young. And was like in her first nude scene, she was like 9. It's like, what?
Phew.
That Blue Lagoon movie?
Good God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you know the first Playboy magazine I ever seen? The first, I guess that was probably like some of the first naked like people I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Which I think they were just topless back then. It wasn't like full blown.
Well, yeah, in Playboy, but
yeah,
like I said, I had older brothers.
Well, see, I had older
they
brothers.
They were already straight up into the weird stuff.
And then I had another. I had Shane, you know, pretty much live with us. Shane was the one, I reckon, like, I don't know where he had this stash, but he had, like, the stash of Playboys. And
we buried ours in the woods.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, see, Shane
with our
was.
Bear.
Somebody one of these days is going to be digging. They're going to be like,
yes.
Dude, look at these old Playboys. Yeah. We were. the first Playboy I ever remember seeing, the first real naked woman, was Madonna. My dad comes down there. We're camping out.
That was cool.
Shane's reading. Shane, for whatever reason, wanted to read the articles.
Shane who?
Marks.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was like reading. He's like, and he couldn't read real well either, you know. And he was like, and she came in and she heated up the room, you know, or whatever. And my dad goes, we didn't even know my dad was down there. We just thought it was us camping. My dad goes, what'd that say, Shane? And he says, and she came in and she, Gary? And he said, yeah. He said, what are you doing? He said, you reading Jacob Playboy? I probably wasn't about 10, maybe 9 or 10. And I'll never forget
that. No, there was a 10-year-old boy reading erotica.
It's like you got a 13-year-old that can't read or reading to a 9-year-old.
Erotica, dude. Good move, Shane. You'd be in jail today, man.
And my dad, he took that Playboy magazine, he opened it up, and he goes, he starts burning it. He's burning it page by page. And he keeps tearing it off. My dad does, and he's holding it up for us. And he throw it in the fire. I'll never forget the green smoke that came out when Madonna, it was the middle of the magazine, you know, where you didn't even have to bend the staple straight. You could just pop it out, and it was a poster.
Yeah.
I'll never forget my dad laying that thing across. It covered the fire. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the big fold out.
That green smoke come up out of there, man.
The old devil come out of that fire.
Shane said, not Madonna. Yeah.
Burned it up. That's the one with Rodman.
Do you know that magazine? If you have like a pretty mint condition of that magazine, it's worth a lot of money.
Man, Chris Drake used to have every one of them made.
Really?
From the beginning of time.
Wow.
Yep.
Now you just got cell phones, man.
That's it. Yeah. My fingertip.
I always, you know, every time I've ever had to have my computer like worked on or whatever, that's the first thing they ask you.
People watching
porn, it's like, no, I have not, I promise you.
Not me, sir. Oh. I get my church lotion from this club. Oh, God.
You see how, I mean, like, you can, like, back when I did watch it, there's like hundreds of thousands of videos.
Yeah, it's what's wrong with the world.
Right. It's crazy.
It's, yeah.
I mean,
I'm glad that we had to go to the woods and dig our porn up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to work for our porn.
Yeah, just innocently down there.
Yeah. Now they're all hoarded up in their bedrooms alone.
Oh, yeah.
Behind some shadowy murkiness.
Yeah. Man, vape's so good.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah, cool mint, man. This thing's like 7,500 puffs.
That'll last you a day or two, won't it?
Yeah, the Orion. That's rechargeable, man.
Oh.
I write the dates on them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See who you can get the most out of?
Yeah, I think I can probably like make this one last a lot.
Lifetime?
Labor Day, probably.
Labor Day?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't really puff a whole lot.
Do you go to them little clubs and shit?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a vape club.
You are?
Yeah.
The juicers?
Yeah, juicers.
Yeah. Juicers Anonymous.
Instead of cigar bars, you got a vape bar.
Man, I walked in one day. I was like, man, what in the hell's going on in here? I mean, you couldn't even see. There's vape everywhere and like 20 dudes standing around.
Oh, some of those people, man, they blow like clouds.
Yeah, they got like electronic ones that like, blow the shit in. They don't even have to inhale, do they?
No, I don't think. No, yeah, I think it feeds it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lazy ass dude right there. Can you smoke?
Press. See, I actually have to like. So I'm actually exercising my lungs by having to like.
Well, that and I mean you're working your thumbs, a little work out there.
Yeah, hand eye coordination.
Yeah, totally.
You know, when I first started, I would like hit myself in the forehead and stuff with it. You know.
You're not one of those snowflake vapors.
Yeah, now I can even like I'll be asleep. Reach over on the nightstand, grab this thing, hit me a puff, put it back, stay asleep the whole time.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's wild, man.
Yeah.
It's wild. You about ready to go through some coins, bro?
I am.
Man, I've enjoyed this, dude. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Been good.
Good. For all my Alabama fans out there.
War damn Eagle.
War damn Eagle. We're coming back stronger this year.
You know you're nervous.
Yeah. We are, we're back.
Yep. We're going to be down as long as I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
Thank God. It's been a rough few years. Yes. The Harsin days.
I started watching basketball like four years ago or something.
You know, I always have leaned toward basketball.
I think I like it more.
I do. I mean, I straight up do now as I've gotten older. My Holly Pond roots, I just can't get rid of them.
Yeah. It's like with the basketball, too, they're never out. Like somebody can be 12 points down.
Oh, yeah.
A minute left, they get on like a streak.
And there's nothing better in the world than March Madness.
Yeah. I got one little basketball story. It's kind of funny. It just came up. I was a closer in basketball.
You were?
Yeah.
A closer?
The closer. You know how you have like the pitcher that comes in at the end, you know, or whatever.
I didn't know basketball had a closer.
Oh yeah, I was him. If we were losing real bad, I got to go in. If we were winning real big, I got to go in.
Did you ever take a half court shot during the county championship game in the third quarter with like 4 minutes in the clock?
Oh, man, did you? You tried a half point shot at.
I picked it up before half court. Everybody ran off, you know. I was about to get a 10 seconds. So I just sky hooked that bad boy.
Did it go in?
No. Paul Barnett was yelling, "Stop!" He was our coach. It was great.
But what if it would have went in?
Oh, that's what I said when he pulled me out of the game. Like, but what if it would have went in?
That's right. Yeah,
that could have changed our whole game. Was I already down 20? I mean, it was Cold Springs, man.
I'm kind of like this other guy that told me this story, man.
Yeah.
He said, "Coach, I mean, this is not me. This was somebody else, but it reminded me of me because this sounds like my basketball career."
Yeah.
I reckon he was out there like shooting three pointers and stuff. And the coach told him, "Say, hey, man, you need to be shooting from where you're going to be in the game." And he grabbed a basketball and he went and sat on the bench and ran back and threw it at the goal. That sounds like me, dude.
Yeah.
On the bench warmer.
That's it.
So embarrassing, too, because like when they put you in like 20 seconds to go.
Yeah.
You look so stupid.
So stupid.
All right, so I just leave. Don't even.
Most
put me
of the time,
in.
You're out there with the girls. You know, because we didn't play separate. We've all played together.
Yeah.
But our girls started because they were maniacs. Stacy Phillips.
Huh?
She would always, every game, have her 5 fouls the first. She didn't make it 2 minutes.
Really?
She would jump on their backs like a monkey, man. It was insane.
See, that's me, dude. If I could have been the guy to take somebody out.
Yeah.
They didn't think about that.
They didn't. Mm-hmm. I could have done that.
Because I was so small, too. Like, somebody could have went up for a layup, and I could have just kept running through their legs.
Yeah. That's still some of my best memories, though. That elementary school basketball got pretty heated. We were intense.
So, in PE, y'all got y'all's asses kicked by a bunch of girls. That's what I just got out of the story.
Oh, no.
No?
Wouldn't like that.
Oh. That's what it sounded like.
No. Okay, yeah. Actually, during PE, I was usually not at the gym. I was hanging out in the parking lot with all the cool kids.
Did y'all have smoking sections when you were in school?
Yeah.
I mean, did y'all really have designated, or did y'all just went out there and smoke?
Yeah, we didn't have official spots, but we made our own. We had some pretty sweet places.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could walk in between. You remember where Sean and Dade Kilpatrick live?
I don't think.
I think the Acres live there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right there by the skull, little cedar-looking house?
Yes.
There was used to be a little patch, a small patch of woods right there. Man, about in seventh grade, we got down there and wallowed that thing out. Put us a bunch of chairs, man. We had us a club down there.
Y'all had a smoking club?
Yeah.
Dude, that's not fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
We smoked in the field house sometimes. Sometimes we go up behind the field house where the senior center is.
Yeah.
That was always a good smoke.
That's respectable. I mean, you wouldn't like Jerry Rice just throwing him out your window.
Yeah. Was it Jerry Rice or
Jerry
Keith?
Jerry Rice.
Keith? What's that one guy, Keith?
Keith. The plumber.
I guess I'm thinking about Rice, man.
Yeah. Jerry Rice.
Wasn't he some kind of pitcher or something?
No, he's the high school coach.
Yeah, that's what, but didn't he always say, he like
Coach Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his claim to fame. Yeah, and then Michael we looked Jordan. It up, and he was like the
assistant to the water boy on the third string team or something. Jordan was passing through town one day and like glanced over his way, and that turned into he was his head coach.
Me and Jerry weren't big buddies. We didn't get along.
Yeah. I remember him smoking.
Yeah.
I think he caught the bushes on fire a couple times. He did. Throwing them out the window of the gym. He did.
They had to call the fire department a few times. Finally, they called him, got the bushes and cut them down.
Hey, could y'all send a truck over here? We got a couple of hollies on fire.
I swear. How did that happen? I swear. And who is it? Our high school basketball coach.
It's like one of the students, Pyro. No, it's the basketball coach, actually.
Yeah. He was our golf coach, too. That's where me and him really got along good at.
Did you play golf in school?
Heck yeah, man. I was on the first ever golf team.
Dude, I was on the golf team.
We pioneered that, baby. KP.
KP. Badass, dude.
By the time he graduated, that's when it finally they started the golf team.
So we had the Albrights.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesse Bolum.
Was he good?
Yeah. All three of them were excellent golfers, man.
Albright's dad's the best golfer I'd ever seen in person, other than, you know, professionals. He could have been right there with
them. I think he was actually going to go on tour.
He was working on it.
He was going to the a school in Texas, I think, or something. Yeah.
PGA school, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible, man. I mean, that was a...
Yeah.
I mean... Man. Hell of a guy. I remember my dad coming home with tools and stuff all the time from where he played on a team with Tommy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even whippoorwill, like the island hole.
Mm-hmm.
My dad didn't be out there just practicing, you know, just playing for the hell of it. My dad said Tommy would tee up like 4, 5, 6 balls or whatever, just hitting them at that island hole. You couldn't even see it. You couldn't even see the hole.
I witnessed it.
Yeah, and they get up there, everyone would be on the green right there tight.
Yeah, did you ever play there at Duncan's?
Yeah, cow chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the hole that you teed off the top of the storm pit at Grandma's house?
I got
the dog legs to the left, about 450.
Yeah.
Drops off that little hill. You know, and we'd always hit on top of the hill if we could.
Oh, yeah.
And then play our second down to the green. I was over one day, probably first time he'd ever came. He's like, so where's the hole? We were like, man, we just started laughing. Was like, no, you don't have to worry about that here, man. You'll never make it. I said, where's the hole? And Duncan was like, I mean, it's over them trees. He said, so just over those trees, like right here. And he was like, yeah, about right there. He kind of lined it up, man.
Hit it.
We looked for this Joker's ball, man, forever. He said, it's in the hole on the way on the woods. I mean, just like confident of it. He walked right down there. He said, let us look for it for a little while. And he walked under and bent down, picked it right up out of the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a 400-yard hole, man. I mean, I know it was on that hill.
Yeah, but still.
It's amazing, man.
Anyway, yeah.
It lay into one.
See, and that's what Chad and Heath, man, they were always chipping in the yard.
Right.
I mean, which it was like, stuff like that a lot of times, I think it's like genetics.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, those boys there, if I could play as good as they did in the 10th grade right now, I'd be a hell of a golfer.
Yeah.
Like, no kidding. I mean, they were shooting par and shit in high school.
Yeah.
You know, Chad, Heath, sometimes they shoot under par. You know, I mean, then Jesse Bolum, same way. It was funny about Bolum because he didn't really say that much. He comes out there, starts playing, and, I mean, he's like, we're playing at Fairview. Yeah, and he's like, we played like 9 holes. I think he's like 3 under. You know, it's like you never even bragged about this, dude. You just said you played golf. You never did say how good. He won several of those amateur stuff at Fairview and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, his name's on the plaques. Yeah. I mean, everybody I played with pretty much besides me and Mason and Kelly Williams has won something. We were just like,
Mason Stewart didn't win nothing.
No, me and Mason, man. All we ever liked to do, we always tried to like suck it up so we wasn't like the top five.
Yeah, I don't want
to
draw any attention. I don't know how
you do. No, we just wanted to get to go play golf.
Yeah.
You know?
That was us, get out of school.
Yeah, get out of school and you got to play all those cool courses. And
we had a golf team. We never had a matchup. We had like 4 scheduled, another team never showed up.
Really?
Yeah. So we just went and played golf out by ourselves.
I remember I turned 16. We were on the golf team. Parents let me drive to Gunnersville. We had to play at the state park. Me and Mason would come back
You know, by God, we're cool. I'm like, you want to go Taco Bell, man? We can do whatever we want to. I got my license, you know?
Yeah.
We go to Taco Bell, go through, go in, eat. We come out. I'll never forget. Mason looks to the right. He says, you got it my way. I take a left at Taco Bell. It's a one way.
Right.
We top the hill. He's like, what's this dude doing? He's in our lane. And I'm like, I guess he's going to turn. He keeps coming.
See, Mason, he turned. Yeah.
I jump like one curb, the sidewalk, and I went through.
The magnolia?
Some grass. No, I didn't go through the magnolia. If I would have, my dad would have been there.
Oh, my gosh. Gary Bear loved magnolia.
Yeah, he did. The mag.
Oh, it's the spot, man.
Oh, it's so scary, though. I'll never forget. We were like, I was like, of course, everyone doesn't come your way. It's a one way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a scary feeling. I've been in like the city before that. But yeah, so, Gunnersville Big Bass, like a drag strip through there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were coming on. Yeah,
I still almost forget about that when I go over there now.
Oh yeah, it's a little confusing around Gunnersville.
Yeah, I don't know who made their roads, but wow, they were creative.
Biden. I'm kidding. All right. Me and old Jack's gonna go look at some coins, man. And I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Enjoyed it, man, yeah.
You got to come back.
Absolutely.
Especially when I sell mine.
Yeah, we're connoisseurs.
Connoisseurs, yeah. What'd you call me the other day? Sensei?
Yeah, the sensei of the scent. The sensei.
Sensei.
Yeah.
I love them pennies, brother.
They're going to see you on the news one day with your fancy set.
Yeah, that's right. I hope so, because I'm wanting to retire, man.
Record-breaking price sold for the wheat penny set.
Oh, dude.
Museum quality.
It's going to be magical, man.
Magical.
Yeah. Just look for me at the museums.
You always knew you'd end up there, didn't you?
I always knew I'd be famous. Yeah. I just didn't know that my penny collection was going to get me there,
that's
man.
That's going to be your ticket.
Man. I knew it wasn't my good looks, but.
Well, yeah. You know. At least you can see yourself in your pennies.
Yeah. They're clean.
They're clean.
Things are clean, man.
Shiny.
Yeah, shiny. All right, folks.
Enjoy.
Have a good 4th.
Happy 4th.
He's got like 3 buttons and I never can. If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out addisondesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, addisondesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code Guess Who. Receive 10% off. Check them out.